The next patient is Mr. Joseph Cole. The last name is C-O-L-E. Number one, CKD stage 3B. That this most likely associated to nephrosclerosis related to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, the old history of smoking, and whether or not the patient had some impact associated to the administration of meloxicam for 20 years is a consideration period. Another factor could be the administration of PPIs that have been very, very active in preventing the heartburn period. The patient has this time a deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine went from 1.7 to 2.2. Period. The patient has lost 7 pounds and he has a BUN creatinine ratio that is elevated. In the absence of significant proteinuria, this must be related to volume and or medications, period. The patient is advised to drink at least 50 ounces in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease, has been taking PPIs for a lengthy period of time, has hypomagnesemia, has been taking 800 milligrams of magnesium oxide. The magnesium is 1.7, period. This hypomagnesemia is related to the administration of omeprazole. We are going to stop this medication, and we are going to switch him to famotidine, 40 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient was explained about the reason for the change in the prevention of the heartburn and treatment of the gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure is 142 over 86 today. However, he claims that at home is lower than this. Following number, anemia that is associated to iron deficiency. The patient continues to take no NU space iron due to the fact that the saturation of iron has been always low. He has maintained a hemoglobin that is 12.6, and the patient is encouraged to continue taking the medication. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol is 170, an HDL of 45 and LDL of 99. We are going to continue with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number, benign prostatic hypertrophy. The patient doesn't have to strain and doesn't have any problem starting the urination. He has some dribbling. He has been taking tamsulosin in combination with finasteride, and it has worked. He also takes betanecol, 25 milligrams POVID. He's followed by the urologist. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, as mentioned before, and from the switch from omeprazole to Pepcid 40 milligrams every day, following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months. The patient was also encouraged to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatories at all costs because of the deterioration of the kidney function. paragraph. We invested 6 minutes evaluating the laboratory work cap and comparing the prior determinations. Number two, in the face-to-face conversation and the physical examination, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.